We have learned over yesterday the Gemara with Rashi. Now, let us see Tosfos. Before we'll start the Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Afilu, let us just see in Tosfos Samach Daled Amud Aleph, Shlish Nemon, towards the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says it's around perhaps 8 lines from the end of Tosfos. Lekach nira leforish. The ha hemne. What is the concept of hemne? Kivin shemosar biyodoi al das kein mosale. He trusted him and he gave him over. Sheyehei legerishin im yoyma legerish. Hafa pi shahu mishake. Amir de kipshat. Avchizda holds that when a person gives over a get to a sholish, so he trusted him. So the trust goes so far that whatever you'll say, I'm asking with. That means I gave you l'shem pekot, that's for sure. But who knows what you're going to say the next day. So the halacha of hemne is whatever you'll say, that I'm asking to give. He doesn't tell him this, but al kaponim, that's his intent. So memele, if you're going to taine that I gave it l'shem gerushin, tataka gave it l'shem gerushin. That is the concept of hemne. When we learn the thesis, we'll perhaps understand this a little better. But now let's go to thesis afilu. It says in the Mishnah that Aisha Shamra is Kabaligiti, so we need a double biro. We need a biro. She made him an shlich lekabole, one cut. We need another cut of Eidim to say that there was a Kabbalah Saget before Neinu Kibbal. Then the Mishnah is Moisef, Afilu Hein Horishoinim Vehein Ho'acharoinim. Afilu, it's one cut. It only has two kitas. It's the same cut that says that before Neinu Omro, they're saying before Neinu Kibbal. That's an Afilu. And then there's another fellow, echad min harishonim, echad min achronim, echad mitzarech v'imoy. Fellow, you don't have, not the two Eidim are the same, but one of the two Eidim is the same, by the Amirah and side by the Kabbalah. V'imtayma, so Taisus says, maya fellow, adarabe, hochi odiv tvei, lehavi chatzi dovo, that it's not a chatzi dovo. Now, let's elaborate a little to appreciate this discussion. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim. There's a halacha, al pishnaim edim, yokum dovo, veloi chatzi dovo. And what does that mean? So, there is one case that everyone agrees is called a chatzi dovo, and there's one case that is a machlokes, the Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva. The case that is muskin, is let us say that in order for a person to be a gadol, you need two saras. So what if one eight would be made, he saw one sayer and one mokim, the other eight saw a sayer and the other, echad begabav, echad bekreisa. So none of the eidim are made that she's a gadola, but you had one and one, so I hear from two eidim, that she's a gedola, so that's no good. That's called a chatzi dova. Each A did not say a dova shalom. One sayer is not a chochan godless. So you cannot be mitzarif edis from a chatzi dova. What would be the din? The halacha is if a person was in a field Shimon had a field he knew belonged to Shimon. And now Reuven is in this field, and he's there for 3 years, and he's been eating the peiros for 3 years, and Shimon never made a machal. So we say, after 3 years, so we assume that he had purchased the field, where's his shtar? After 3 years, he lose the shtar. And so 3 years, an achila of 3 years is a chazoket, that is mevara, that the field which had belonged to Shimon belongs now to him. What if you'll have three kitais of Edim, and each one will be made on a year? Katalov says Tovshin Nun Beis, Kat Beis says Tovshin Nun Gimel, Kat Gimel says Tovshin Nun Dalet. So in Mele, each one was made that he was there a year. So Rabbi Kiva holds, it's worthless. It's a chatzidava. Each one is saying, but what is a year telling me? A year doesn't tell me anything. So Mele, we're adding up three chatzidavos, and then we're coming to a conclusion that he was there 3 years. No, it's not good. The Chachamim hold that it is good. Here there's no chesed of chatzidava. Why not? Svaras has mentioned, one svarah that is mentioned in Baba Basra, that the chesed of chatzidava is a chesed in riyah. Eidus have to see more. They have to see the whole thing. They shouldn't see partial dvarim. So the Chachamim held that this halacha was only said if it's possible to see the whole thing. She had two saris. It was possible to see both saris. You looked at one and the other looked at the other one. So that is called a chatzidava. Because you should have looked at, it was possible to see, to have a complete picture of the saris. She's a gdeila or not, and you didn't. That's called a chatzidava. But by Chazoke, I was his neighbor a year. I saw he was eating there a year. I moved away. So what should I do? So there it wasn't Shaykh to see more. So then there's no Chesed of Chatzidava. And Rabbi Kiva holds, we don't make Chalukim. Abba Lamai said 1 year is a Chatzidava. So Memele, so they will not add up these three kittis to be made that Reuven has a Chazoke. So now, we have here in our Mishnah two kitas of eight. One kat is saying, Bifaneinu kibel, Bifaneinu amro. We saw she made him a shlich lekabal. That's what we saw. That's a psachatzidava taisus hell. The other one saw that, Bifaneinu kibel. So according to the Chachamim, this is good. They saw all they could see. Let's be Megashim, the Indian, she was living in Denver, the husband was living in New York, and the first cat in Denver, they saw that she made him a shlich lekabola, finished, and then they're going to New York. So Mamela, but they saw she made a shlich lekabola. The second cat is, saw that they were makabal to get. So there's no chesaron of chatzidov, according to Chum, according to Mekib, it is a chesaron. So Al Koponim, but it's not a mahuta de kaidis. The mission is good. This is a chatzidova, which according to Chumim is good. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's no good. And the Mishnah says, when a hapacho, a filu, you'll have the same eidim. The same eidim is like mamash meiridi. Here we have to go into lom. This is not chesaron of chatzidova, because they saw all they could see. So that's the Swiss kash. Vimtaima, maya filu adarabe, hochi odiv tvei, dolei avi chatzidova. Vieshloima, so Taisa says there's another nikude that the Mishnah is touching. The Bekat Achas Daima Lesheka. The whole thing looks very fluky. The Heichi Misrami Shahoyu Beshas Amire U Beshas Kabbalah. That means we set a scenario. She was living in Denver, he was living in New York. And the cat of Eden, who lived in Denver, God, they had to make a trip to New York, and they were there, Bishas the Kabbalah Saget, and they're saying, we saw everything. It's very modern episode that this should occur. You know how we can understand this better? She paid the money, listen. She paid for the ticket, she paid him to say what, or maybe they never went, or they never saw. Anyway, she gave them money, some mailer for money you can get from Denver to New York also. So Al Kaponim, but it looks very fluky. So there'd be a svara to say, if there's one card, maybe we shouldn't rely on this, because it's a bissel magne. So the Mishnah is telling us, afilu kat achas, that's for the Rebusa. Mishim the kat achas, doima le sheker, daheichem isrami shoyu b'shas amire u b'shas kabole, that they were both, at both mekoimis, v'gabi get hoyolonu lemeches, shem eschal tom ha'isha, maybe she hired them. Kidashkan b'soy pilken by meimru, shem etiskeredim. So that's the first revusa. No, you don't say this. They said they were there, akasha famaisa, it's mobne, we don't make any reyeses. V'hota kom abigya chidish, oy echod min ha-reshayne, v'echod min ha-achoyne, v'echod mitzvaraf imom, afil loisi yechidi loichashin in shem eschalte. That means that here we have two eidim, a male, they have an amonis, so we're not choshed them schalte, but one eid is choshed l'shaker. And this one aide looks very fluky. He was here in Denver, he is in New York, it's a very modern maise. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, fluky him, fluky a hair. We accept it, and that's it. Dim taima. Fine. So that is according to the Chachomim. We understand the Mishnah, and Taisus explained what the revus of the Mishnah. Abul Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Bemeruba Becheskes Abot Batim, Dova Voloichatzi Dova, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that by Eidish Olishonim, if you'll have a cut on each Shone, it will not be good. Yisheichem Achshrinin Hoche Shteikitei Eidim. How will we Machshir Shteikitei Eidim Etzachatzi Dova? Now, before we see Taisvis, there is a Teretz of Rishonim, that here there's no problem of Chatzi Dova. The first Kat is saying a Dova Shalim. The first Kat is saying that this person became a Yad, Lekabel Geto Isha. That means this is an accomplishment. Before a person has two Yadis, now he has a third Yad. So there was a creation of a Yad through a mini of Shlichis. So that's not called a Chatzi Dova, that's called a Dova Sholem. That this Isha has another Yad. It was created a Yad for Gerushin. Was the get given, was the get not given? That's irrelevant. But Al Kaponim, they're saying that the Maisa, there's a new Yad to be Mekabel again. For some reason, Taisus holds that that's nothing. I mean, what they have from a Yad, if so the whole thing is a Yad, and there was a Kabbalah's get, so the Mela, so then this means something. Taisus held it's a Chatzi Dova, not like the other Rishayim. So Taisus says, so according to Rabbi Kiva, it's very shver. Piesh Leina. The Laman di Oma Begmore Sholish Nemo. We had a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. If the Baal gave over to a shalish, and the shalish, times he was a shlich like Kabbalah. And the Baal said, I gave you over the pikodin. So we have a machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, who's believed. Rav Huna holds the Baal is believed. Im Ise, If it was in East of the Legerish in Yavinele, Lididdo Haviyoimlo. If it would be speaking about the way the Sholish says, they gave Hashem Gerish and he wouldn't give it to him, he'd give it straight to the Isha. That's the Svore of Rav Huna. And Rav Chisda holds the Hemne. He believed him, he trusted him. So Memele, so whatever the Sholish says, goes. And we just had, we started off with Taisus. Taisus says, Hemne, it's more than that. Hemnei means whatever you say, that's what I did. If you say that you gave l'shem gerusha, that I was given l'shem gerusha, so I gave l'shem gerusha. Even though I told you, Lord, that I'm giving l'shem pekodim. But if you'll say, I'll do what you'll say. The nesina is dependent on what you will say. So, fine. So we have a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that we do not need Edim and the Kabbalah Saget, the Sholosh is Neman. Shloime de Lamandi Oma Bigmore Sholosh Neman, Leitzrichi Edi Amire, Leidi Kabbalah. The Edi Amire do not need the Edi Kabbalah. The Kulei Dovahu. So it's called Kulei Dovah. That means, if I know that he's a Shlich Le Kabbalah, so then I will know without Eidus that she's geget, because the Sholosh says he was mekabel, it was given l'shem gerushin, and the Sholosh is neman according to Rav Chisda. So Tosfos is saying, in other words, that the chesaron of chatzi dova was only said al pishnei eidim yakim dova lechatzi dova was only said if the dova hasholim becomes nizbarer through Edim. You need Edim to be mevarer the whole union. So apishna Edim yokem dovah v'lei chatzi dovah. Then there's a miyat of chatzi dovah. But if what the Edim Rishonim say is sufficient, there's no need of Edim anymore. What is needed for a birur of Edim, we have Edim. The rest we don't need Edim. The Sholosh is Nemo. So there's no chesaron of chatzi dovah. But that is if you hold like Rav Chisda, that the Sholosh is neman. V'yishleim l'man the yom ha-bigmore Sholosh neman. Leitzrichi eidi amira la'eidi kabbalah. They don't need eidi kabbalah. V'kulei dovahu. So it comes that they're saying a dovah sholeh. V'afilu l'man the yom ha. No, according to Rav Huna bar neman. So the only way she'll be able to be geget is only if Edom come and say that it was given l'shem get, not l'shem pekodin. Hani milik sheshloshton bi'ir. When you have all three, that's what Rav Huna holds. Now let us. It explained yesterday that the svore of Rav Huna is as follows. That Rav Huna holds that I have a raya that it wasn't given l'shem gerish. In Misa, if you say the legerish in your vinele, if you're saying the way the shliach said, why did I give it to him? I would have given it to my wife. So memele, by giving it to you, that's the greatest aichocha to show that it was l'shem pekodin, l'shem gerish, and I wouldn't give it to you. I'd give it to her. Fine. That's the svara of Rav Huna, and therefore the Baal is neman. But that aichocha only applies, and Tosfos is going to say this later, it only applies if the isha is in the same city. Let's be megashim, she's the next door neighbor. So the Baal says, why did I'm giving, if you're saying I want to be Megarish you, you're Shlich or Kabbalah, why did I give it to you? I can go give it to her. And it seems that's a time. That's a guy, it wasn't given to Shem Kedesh. But if she lives in Denver and I live in New York, so my man, I'm not going to go to Denver to give her a gift. You came to New York, Baruch Hashem, I give it to you. So then, there's no more Hechoche. Then there's no more hechoche from the Baal that was given l'shem pekod. And we had mentioned yesterday that Rav Huna holds that be'emesin, if the Baal doesn't come with a hechoche, so the tfisa of the sholish is moichiyach that he got it l'shem geirish. And that means normally when a person is holding a shtar, we assume, let's say, Perhaps it's not such a good marshal, but Rav Huna held the nimshul is similar to the marshal. That there's a loch pshute if Anisha holds a get, and she says she gave me a get. He says, "What? I didn't give you a get." So I got the get. Yeah, I gave it to you for a pekadon. I never gave you a get. To be megarish, and it was megarish. So the din is there double poshut. We'll see later in the Gemara that she's a chenema. If she has a get in her hand, so memele, the tfis of the get is moichiyah, ashtar speaks for itself that was given over, l'tzorech ashtar, that's the normal procedure. I mean, could be, but we don't, the tfis, we assume that the tfis is telling us it was given over l'shem geirish. Be'emesin, when, according to Rav Huna, when they're in the same city, the Ish is also in the same city. Emerson meets out the Tvisa of the Shliya. I would also say, we got to get, Mr. Thomas given the Shem Gersh, but I have a Choche that counteracts this Tvisa. Listen, if I would have meant to give the Shem Gersh, I would never give to you. Which, according to Rav Huna, is a very strong Svore. So, Memele, so that counteracts the Choche of the Tvisa of the Shalosh. But that's only when she lives in the same city. When she doesn't live in the same city, so I don't have any haychoche. I don't have any haychoche that it was given l'shem pekodnim. So then the tfisa alone of the shliach is machil was given l'shem gersh. So Tosfos says. So afilu, according to Rav Huna, if they're not living in the same city, so Mamela also, there's no chason of Chatzi Dovo. All the Eidim have to know that he's a shtet Oma, that she made him a shlich leKabbalah. After that, so the get speaks for itself already. So Zweit is not a Chatzi Dovo. So Tosfos is telling us the whole chason of Chatzi Dovo was only said if on the other half you need Eidim. But on the other half, there is an emonis, which will work without Eidim, so that's called so. So all what you need Eidim was over and said and done with. You need Eidim to tell us he's a shlich leKabbalah. She made him a shlich leKabbalah, so that's called a Dover Sholem. The rest is, we find out through other channels and sources, and on that is no chesaron of Chatzi Dover. That is what Tosfos says. If all three are not Be'ir, so you don't need Eidei Kabbalah. So then there's no chesaron of Chatzi Dovah. It's kulei davar hu, so it's kulei davar. Now, the Tosfos just said Tosfos ended with a merlik chiddush, and that's how the Maram says pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos just told us we have a problem. According to Rabbi Kiva, why isn't this called chatzi davar? That's the problem. Amire in Kabbalah is like two years. By Eidei Chazoke. That's the problem. So Tosfos says, well, the whole chesaron of Chatzi Dovah is if you need Eidim on the second half. If it's sufficient to be aware, I can get this Yidi without Eidim, there's no problem of Chatzi Dovah. So Tosfos says, so now, according to Rav Chisda, no problem. You don't need under Kabbalah Eidus. It's sufficient that the Shalish will say that that he was Makabbalah Shem Gersh. And Afilu, according to Rav Huna, then a different ear. So also there's not a son of Chatzi Dovah, because then Rav Huna is also, why do we believe the Shalish? And there the Tosfos fears Eis. Afilu, and then the same ear, that's Pshat and Tosfos. Now here, this is a big jump already. According to Rav Huna, when they're in the same ear, So then we need eight them. So according to Rav Huna, the Shalosh is not Nema. So we need eight day Kabbalah. Why isn't there a chesaron of Chatzi Dava? That's a problem. So that's the Chmir Dachreinim say, Elam de Shavot. Dachreinim say as follows, that the chesaron of Chatzi Dava, as we had mentioned till now, according to the Chachamim, is a chesaron b'riyas ha'edus. That means, according to Chachamim, you have to see the whole edus. According to the Chachamim, if there were two saras, you saw one sara, that's a chesaron, you could have seen more. According to Rabbi Kiva, even though at the present time I couldn't see more, but there's also a chesaron of Chatzi Dava. Since the Dava will be nishlam, you need Eidim to be mashlam the Dava, so that's that. So the Achayinim say this is also a chesaron in Riyah. That means the Riyah Sa'edim is since they're only seeing a partial Yediyah, and we need Eidim in order to get to the whole Yediyah, so Mamel that's called, so the Eidim didn't see enough, according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, let us, we had mentioned before, we're speaking about, let's say that the Eidim, we're speaking about that the Isha, the Sholish, and the Baal live in the same city. In that case, Rav Huna holds, the Sholish is not named. Now, Reish Chodesh Tammuz, the Isha goes and calls over the Shliach and making a Shliach like Kabbalah. To aid them out there, they witnessed it, they saw it became a Shliach like Kabbalah. Did they see a Chatzi Dava? Let's give a question. Did they see a Chatzi Dava? So, Behemoth, in between you and me, the answer to this question is, it depends. That means, if she's going to, when the Kabbalah Saget is going to be, this was Reish Chodesh Tammuz, he became a Shlich LeKabbalah. If the Kabbalah Saget will be in 10 minutes, and she's still in town, then you need Eidim to say there was a Kabbalah Saget. If the Baal will first give the get in 10 Chadoshim, maybe in 10 Chadoshim she won't be around anymore in the city. Maybe in 10 Chadoshim she'll take a move to Denver already. So Memele, and if she moves to Denver, then the Sholish will be believed, because the Baal doesn't have a time in Isa to Legerish, and I would have given it to her as she's in Denver. So Memele, so Tais is saying, I'm going to take a Chiddush, the Psul in Rias Eides, the Rabbi Kiva also holds the Psul in Ri. You have to see all that is necessary to become this Paras Ueidim. It's and if you didn't see enough, so it's no good. That is only if I'm 100% sure that there's more that has to be in this battle through Eidim. But if Bishas, when I'm witnessing that she made him a shliach leKabbalah, I don't know at all if maybe this is sufficient. Maybe she'll go away and then the Sholosh shall be named. So it's not oisgeschlossen that they didn't see enough. Who says? The chesaron of Chatzi Dava is only if I know clearly they didn't see enough to that should be worthwhile, then there's a chesaron of Chatzi Dava. But it could be here they saw enough. So then there's no chesaron in the Riyah. So even though if Lemaisa later it comes out that she was in the city, and you ate them also, but there's no chesaron in the Riyah, since Bishas Riyah, it wasn't muchach that I have to see more. That's me how the achreinim say pshat in the mara. Let us see the next taisvus. Baal oime lepikot. We have over here, we have a scenario that the that the Baal says, I gave the Sholish Lepikon. And the Sholish says, he gave Lashem Gerish. So we have here, Hodoloi Nokat Baal Oima Lahiloche Ishliach Oima Lekabon. So Pesach says, why do you have to make such a far, such a rochik tike machlekes between the Baal and the Shliach? Could make a bigger machlekes, or a closer. The Baal says, I made you a Shliach. The Shliach says, I'm a Shliach like a Baal, you gave me the shame Kabbal. The Baal says, no, you're a liar, I gave you the shame Melochim. I gave you the shame Melochim. So Mamela, so we have a Shilas, according to Rav Chisda, the Sholish will be named. According to Rav Huna, the Sholish won't be named. I mean, so why did he have to go? He says, I gave you the shame Pekod. Why did he have to jump? We could have a machlekes. In such a case, if the Baal said, I gave you the shame Aloche, and then 5 minutes later he was chayzer before the Isha had a chance to get a hold of the get. And so he says, that's finished, he's not a get. And the Shliach says, what do you mean? You made me Shliach LeKabbalah. So Taisi says, Hodoloi Nokat Baal Oima Leiloch Shliach Oima LeKabbalah. Bishum Loi Shayach Hai Taimed Dekom Adem Rav Hune doesn't make sense. The Melisa de la Geirishin Ledido Havi Yoivlo Elok Shoima Habala Pikon. That means, the whole Taina of Rav Hune says as follows, that if I gave Lashem Geirishin, I would handle with the point. That's Rav Huna's for it. Maybe people say, you don't want to look at her in the face. Rav Huna didn't hold up all these things. Rav Huna said that if you up to being Megarish your wife, you don't go through Shluchim, the Shidduch maybe goes to a Shadchim, but when you're up to giving her a get, you go direct. That's normal. That's what Rav Huna holds. So Memele, so why did he give it to him? Hakoch, he gave him the shame Pekod. But if the machlokes would be that the Baal says, I gave him the shame Gerish. But not the Shliach, I made the Shliach Lelochem. So he's putting his foot in his mouth. He's saying, well, I give him the shame Gerish. No, so why didn't you give to her? I didn't want to give to her. I went to the... So Memele... So according to Rav Huna, we lost his whole raya. The whole raya of Rav Huna is if a person is interested in Gerish and then he doesn't fumble, he gives it straight to her without Treidler. That's the whole shtick Torah of Rav Huna. And if he said, I gave Lashem Gerish, but I wanted a Shliach Leiloche, you don't have any raya whatsoever. But Shliach Kabbal, give it to her. Shliach Leiloche, I wanted to wait 5 minutes. There's no, the raya that Rav Huna holds up is not applicable if I see that he did give Lashem Gerish and he didn't give to her to split the hair, but Shlich Kabbal I will give to her, Shlich Lelach I'm giving to you. There Rav Huna doesn't hold that this is enough of a strong svara to slug up the namonas of the Sholish. Vishalish oimele Gerish Perish Sha'aymer, Sha'aye Shliach LeKabbalah. Umayrik She'eshnayim She'meidim B'faneinu Omro V'Shevisi She'eshliach LeKabbalah K'desnam B'masnis. Yesterday we had learned Rashi does not hold like this. Rashi holds that the Sholish is also Nemon to say that she made him a Shliach LeKabbalah. That's Rashi Shita. Well, yesterday we spoke to Shverikait and Rashi, where Rashi holds this, there's two in Yonam, there's a Hemne, and there's a Migu. Akoponim, Toisvis does not hold of Rashi whatsoever. Toisvis holds the whole Nemonis that Rav Chisda said the Shliach has is only if he has the get in his hand, so that Sarai was given Lashem Gerishin of Hemne or on Hemne, but that's only on the masa or matan between the husband and the shliach. If I have the get in my hand, that I was given Lashem Gerish. But if she made me a shliach LeKabbalah, that you need a bezundere birl that she made a shliach LeKabbalah, and you have no nemonis whatsoever. So Tosfos is chilek on Rashi we learned yesterday. Baal nemon. Now let's see the next Tosfos. The Isa de Legerishin. This is the Svara of Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that the Baal is coming with a taina that if I meant to give L'shem Gerishin, I would give to her. So it's a raya that I gave L'shem Pekot. V'im taima v'taisus abomba v'kashe im kain my he'ilu chachomim v'tikon loyma b'fonei nichta v'fonei nechta p'shim da'osi Baal v'ma'are loymesh kechinem be. There's the whole first perek and second perek speak about Chazal were afraid the husband is to send a get to his wife. And ladies didn't have charot that he gave her the get. And so what is he going to do? It's too late, whatever it is. So he's going to go and he's going to go and say, it's a mezuyif to keep it. I never wrote the get. And so you won't find any mitzvah l'kaima. Or he'll do it. He wants to make tzaras or whatever it is. So there was a terrible catastrophe which could very easily occur. When a person sends a get with a shliach from Medina Shem Teretz Yisrael, he might come and make a gavaldik kikilku. So Chazal said that when the shliach brings the get from Medina Shem Teretz Yisrael, he has to be there b'shas k'sivas haget. And he has to witness how the get was written and the get was gechasmet. And then he can bring the get. If he wasn't there, forget about it. Now, after he was there, he witnessed it, then he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, b'fanei nechta, and Chazal of Acheshbin will believe him. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I was there, we believe him. So, Memela, so we avoided this potential problem that could occur, that the Baal could be ma'ara on the get. No. The Shliach is there by the Ksivas HaGet, and then he says, b'fanei nechta. But now Rav Huna just told us that the Baal can pull the rug from underneath the feet of the Shliach. That means he can say, you were there b'shas k'sivi, there b'shas nesine, but b'shas k'sivi, b'shas k'sime, but I never gave you this gift to give to her. I gave it to you for a pekotin. And Rav Huna says he's believed. So the whole takone, we wanted to protect the Isha from the evil intentions of her husband. We made a takona for the nechta, for the nechta. He can go and say, I gave a shape of cotton. Everything is down the drain. That face is kosher. Ma'ilu chachomet the tikkun for nechta, for the nechta. Mishum diyosi ba'ala ma'aril and mishkechinim bay will ignore him. We believe the shliach for the nechta, for the nechta. Hakati ya'arishim will pekodin asati. The whole takon is that the Eidim that saw he gave it over L'shem Ger. That the Shliach has to only take a get of the Eidim that the Baal gave the Shliach L'shem Gerishin. So Taisa says, until the Tosim lay be'in in b'fanei nechta. So in such a case, it only b'fanei nechta. The Eidim that are made that he gave over L'shem Gerishin finished. And they saw he gave over the Shliach. So that then you know, so he can't buy it's mezuzah. If he can't buy anything, we saw you gave it over. So al kochach, we don't have Adam that he gave over L'shem Gerish. So he has an opportunity to tie that I gave over the pekodim. So what did we accomplish? That's this discussion. The yeshloima. So Taisa says, I told you I saw it already before, but let's repeat it again. The Shaykh Haitaima Dido Habiyoivlom. So the Mele, the whole Nemonis of the Baal, according to Rav Huna, as he's coming in east of the Legerishin Yovinele, he says, you're a liar. If I had any intent to give L'shem Gerishin, I would give to her. So that makes sense. If she's his next door neighbor. So then he comes, or she lives in the same city, so there's, So Mameli says, if I had an intent to give L'shem Gerishin, I would give to her. I wouldn't give to her Shliach. Fine. We accept that. And that's why that's a hichoche that he gave L'shem Pekot. But I maybe get Medinis Yom L'Eretz Yisrael. So he has nothing but to say. If I gave L'shem Gerishin, I would give it to He didn't take it. It's not so easy to go from the Mishyam to Eretz Yisrael. I was going, so, but you thanked your lucky stars that you have a shliach going. So he made me a shliach. So the whole Eichocha falls off. He's not Nemon to Tain that I gave up Ikon, because all the monas is only built in Eastern delegation. So finished. So no problem. That's what Taisus answers. The Shleimed le Mehem and Elo v'sheshloshtem be'ir, the Shaykh ha'itayim v'didoa v'yoivlo. Later, the Gemara asked the Kasha and Rav Chisde, according to Tosis, Rav Chisde holds the Sholish is Nemon, to say that he received it, L'shem Geirishin, not L'shem Pekodim, we believe the Shliach. So the Gemara asks on Rav Chisde, the Mishnah says that what? That you need to aid them to be made, that was given over L'shem Geish. According to Rav Chisda, I need to wait, the Sholosh is them. That's the Gemara's Kash. Now, from the Ritas Loshna Gemara would seem, this question is only Shver and Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda holds the Sholosh is Nemot, so I need to wait. According to Ravune, according to me, is very good, the Mishnah. You know I need to wait them, but the Sholosh is not Nemot. So now this is a problem. According to Ravune, is also Shver. According to Ravune, the Sholish is not Nemon when they live in the same city. But if she lives in Denver and he lives in New York, so then Lamaise, the Sholish is also Nemon. So we have a Kasha and Ravune also. So why did he need to aid them? If you learn the Gemara, Elech Tais Vesel, it seems it's only a Kasha and Rav Chisda, not a Ravune. And I just told you now, Ravune also, there are times when the Sholish is believed. That's why says Kasha. Oh, the poich lav chizda mi mas nisen, mash me da rav hunen nech. Hayne mishum de le didei, ike lo ukmi, bishe shloshtam bi'ir. So it's speaking about, rav hunen says, well, the Mishnah, you have to read between the lines. The Mishnah is speaking about, mishteitzach, if it says you need aidem, the Mishnah is speaking about, she shloshtam bi'ir, if all three are in the city, so memele, so then taki the sholosh is not Neman according to me. And in that case, you need to wait them. If she's in Denver, the Mishnah isn't talking about Denver and New York. The Mishnah is speaking about they both live in the same city. That's what Taisva says. So just like to mention a meiridike kasha that the Beis Meir asks from this Taisva on the first Taisva we learned. The first Taisva asked a kasha. It says in the Mishnah that even though they're the same Eidim, the Eidi Amir and the Eidik are the same Eidim, it's also good. So Taisus says, what's the big Kiddush they're the same Eidim? So Taisus says, because it's very fluky, that they were there B'Shas Amir and they're also there B'Shas Kabbalah. They live in Denver and they what were they doing in New York? Plutzlun. Seems that she hired them in the false Eidim. That's very good if the Mishnah is speaking about that the Amira was in Denver and the Kabbalah was in New York. Then the Mishnah is very good. But Taisvis just said now, according to Ravuna, in such a case, the Mishnah is problematic. Then we mam in the Sholish. So the Mishnah is only speaking about she lives next door to him. She lives next door to him, so you have a Akasha. How is it that the Eidi Amira, the Eidi Kabbalah? They live also next door. So they were there, B'Shas Amir, they were there, B'Shas Kabbalah. So maybe Kikasha, the Beis Meir believes that's all here. But Al Kaponim, that's, it's a Kasha. Let's go further. Bim Taima, Vahanu de Matzichu me arsa la arsa u mishchuna le shchune de birachas me ilu chachomim betakato. Now Taisus asks a new Kasha. Taisus still wasn't satisfied with the teret we said to him. Taisus the kasha, what did we accomplish with the takonu panei nichtam panei nechtam? What did we accomplish? The Baal will say, I gave you shem pekod. So Taisus says, he can't say the shem pekod. I maybe get medinas yom l'eretz Yisrael, so maybe he can say misa l'geirish l'dido avi yavina. He lost his whole heichoche, that's Bamela, so he's not Nemon. So he can't fail a pekod. Like Tosfos is a Gemara in Bavol that says that you have to say before Nichtum, before Nechtam, Mishchuna Lishchuna. You have two neighbors in the same city. We're speaking about these neighbors. They were people that they were businessmen. Against them, I said, you'll never find Adam. It seemed like Kaima. They're always on the run. But in the same city. That in the same city. And so the Gemara says, so you have to say before Nichtum, before Nechtam, in the same city, from one Shchuna to another Shchuna. Why do you have to say? So the Gemara says, because, you know, these people are, they were business people, and they always, you can never find them home. They're always busy. So the Meili, you know what's going to happen. The Shliach is going to go from, he's going to cross the street from one Shchuna to the other Shchuna, and he's going to bring the get, and then finally gives her the get, and she's happy, she's the get, she'll get married, Shalom al Yisrael. The Baal comes 2 months later, after the Chasna, whatever it is, the Baal comes, how did you get married? You stole my wife. What do you mean, the get? This get is mezuyah. What do you mean mezuyah? It says the Eidim of a Yankel or Berl. Yankel is a businessman. They went to China. He'll be there for the next 2 years. The other one went to Japan. These were business people. You'll never find, be able to be Mekayim Dechsimet. That's what it's talking about. So you won't say before Neinichtam, before Neinechtam. So never she'll be afkahakted tzoris. So the Gemara says, that in these places where they were businessmen, they always were traveling, we never will be able to prove that it's not mezuyah, till you find these people when they're home and thus. So memele, siyef se b'fon enichtam. Of a be'ir achas, already he can come and say, I gave lepikodim, because if I gave legerish and I would give her, I just crossed the street, I would give her, zarayeh. So now we're stuck. So now we're back to the old kasha. So what do we accomplish? We're saying b'fanei nichtam, b'fanei nechtam. Lemaise, he can pull the rugs from underneath the shliach's feet. You know, shliach gave l'shem pekodin, and if I would be l'shem gerish, I'm going to give it to him. That's the problem. V'yesh loima. So Taisa says two terutzim on this kasha. Teretz number one. The Savri Kerav Chizde. These are Amiroim that say this, that you have to say Pani Nechta Pani Nechta. They hold Akab Chizde, the Omar Shlish Naman Afilu Biracha. So he can't say. He cannot say that I gave it L'Shem. He cannot say I gave it L'Shem Pekodin, because we hold Akab Chizde. Inami, Hosam Airi, Shabal Oimer Kisvu Utnu. There it is speaking about that the Baal said Kisvu Utnu Boholach Ledalkai. That Gemara is speaking about that the Baal, he was also a businessman, the Baal. So Memele, he was busy, he couldn't wait till everything gets done. So he said, he went over to Adam, Kisvu, right again, Utnu get leashed. He went away. If that's the story over there, so what is he timing? Listen, I gave L'Shem Pekodin because it would be L'Shem Gershon, I would have given it to her. So tell him, Rabbi, you couldn't give it to her, because when you left town, it wasn't even written. So Memele, his whole raya that was given L'Shem Pekodin falls down the drain. Now, the Shaila is, how do we know this? That's the story. Who's telling us this? So I just, the Teres Gittin says, Pshat, the Shliach is timing this. Now, who believes the Shliach? The Baal says, you're a liar. It never was true. I was there the whole time. And then, you're saying, oh, Baba Maise, and I was there I gave you over this get, L'Shem Pekodin. Don't tell me it was Kisvot, no. And I went on a business trip. The Shliach said, no, speak Kisvot also. Echet Eisi, we believe the Shliach more than the Baal. So the Teres Gittin says, this taina that the Baal has in Isa, that I gave Hashem Gerish and I would have given it to her, the Baal has to prove he was there in order to give it. That means we don't take his word for it. The Shliach is holding the get, which poshet it seems that was given Hashem Gerish. He's coming and saying something not so normal occurred. I gave it to you, L'Shem Pekodin, which is not the No, but if he says it, so only if he'll bring proof that it was that way. The only proof he can bring is first he'll prove that he was here. Then he gives proof that he says, listen, I was here. I gave you the gift. Why did I give it to you? If I'm Gabriel, I should have given it to her. She was here. You were here. Why did I give it to you? So that's why I gave you Lashem Pekot. But the Baal has to prove this. Kozman, the Baal doesn't prove that he was in town. And the Shliach says, Rabbi, you weren't in town. He said, Kisvot, no. The Baal is no nemonis whatsoever. And that's the story over there. The story over there is the Shliach said, you said Kisvot, no. And the Baal can't disprove this. So finish. So then, if the Baal can't disprove it, so he has no nemonis to say, I gave you Lashem Pekot. Now, that is Shitas Rav Huna. That Rav Huna knows the Baal's name. And Rav Chisda holds the Sholish's name. Dohemne, because he trusted him. So Taisvis, first of all, here's a problem. Where do you see trust? Maybe he didn't trust him at all. He holds he's a big liar. And when he gave him he gave him the Shem Pekod. So he had two Adam there, and Adam were watching. I'm giving him the Shem Pekod, he didn't trust him one thing. He knows his Baba told him, don't trust anyone. The Gemara says, Kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. You mechabed them, but b'chashed them also. Don't be naive. So Memela, so he says, so where do we see he trusted this person? Hemne, he trusted him. He didn't trust him. He's talking about when he gave it over, the Pekotin in front of Tuwede. So where do you see Hemne? So Afilu Oimer Abal. The Baal Taka says, I never trusted him. He still had to trust him. The Zimnim Demaisi Eidim, who says that the Eidim will be alive when it's Negeya. Or maybe they'll go away. That means if it's the way you said, you don't trust them, Taka, so then the only way you would be secure if you made a video and put it in a safe. And since Bisman Chazal, there was no videos then, some emailers, so what did you rely on? Eidim. Don't. Eidim is nothing. Some emailers, so you trusted him. That's it. The Ein Leforish. Now, Rashi has a whole new mahalach, which we spoke about yesterday. Rashi says, he's Nemon als Migu. So Rashi throws in a vote of Migu, that the Sholish, according to Rav Chisda, the Sholish is Nemon. Because he has a migu, if he wanted to, he got a hold of the get, if he wanted to, what does he have to hold? We'll give it to her, and then she'll say, and if she has, if she's holding the get, she'll say she's geget, and she's geget. So why did he have to be as a batlon and hold on to the get? It's a guy, he's telling the truth. So Rashi holds the shalosh is nemon als migu. So Taisis Dein Lefosh Nemon Hashol Shmikam Migu, the boy Ovid Bey Mai Dekoma, Shechel Moishel Isha, Ke the Perish Bekuntres Besomach, Chode the Beloi Shum Migu Heimnu Rabonim Lesholish. The Sholish is Nemon without a Migu, Ke the Mashmi Beseib Zaboyre, Gabe Yahi Safte Davkidu Gabo Shtole. There was an old woman that there was a Malve in the Loive. The Malve had a shtar in the loiv, he owes him $1,000. So, the Malve gave this old woman the shtar, and he told her, you watch the shtar, and he owes me $1,000. Fine. The Omra, and then later, so he comes and he wants to schlep the loiv, to Bezn, he should pay him up, it's about time already. The Omra, she says, the Periyahu, that and Shuldik, the shtar was paid up already. I saw the shtar was paid up. You don't get the shtar anymore. It was paid up. Vehemna Rav Nachman beloy shum migu. So there, the Gemara says, no, it's Rav Nachman. It's very. There's a brayso there. Vehemna Rav Nachman beloy shum migu. She's nemon without a migu. The kiven dischazik bebeidine iboi kalsa loy amrina. That means the Gemara mentions a migu, I mean, Zocheres, she's a very good Migdal. She tainas that Lamaisa, she's tainas the shtar was paid up. I saw he paid you up and I won't give you, it's paid up, it's a paid up shtar. She's a Migdal. She could have, Malolo Tzorazais, she could have torn it up, burnt it into ashes, and then finished. The Malve comes, give me the shtar. Paid up? What? It's not paid up. Well, it's not, it ain't Enu. It's not here anymore. So why didn't, but she, no, she's holding the shtar, and then she's saying it's paid up, so she has a migul. The boy calls her, she could have burnt it. So the Gemara says, that speaking about she doesn't have a migul. Because it's too late. She skipped the, why? It's speaking about over there. She came to Bezden, and the Malva says, show Bezden the star, and she shows Bezden the star, now sees the star, and then she says, well, it's paid up already. But now already it's too late. I mean, now her hands are tied. If she would have, 2 days ago burnt the shtar, it would have been a glick. But, that's what they call the migul of mafreya. That's not called a migul. Now she doesn't have a migul. Now she's just saying it's paid up. And he says it's not paid up. So she doesn't have a migul. Vachal piken, it says that she's nemo. So we see that the nemonis of a sholish is not because of migul. That's one kasha on Taisus. That's the Taisus and Rashi. Kasha number two. Ve'oid ichoshim migu. We have a polygraph on it. Ve'ichadike migu. Moide, kidemrinim besomuch. Moide ravune, di omre kame didi. You mentioned yesterday the chazenish means the rai. I mean, the Taisus says that it's not called a migu keneged anan sadi. The Gemara says later. The Gemara says later, afilu Rav Huna, that holds, normally the Sholosh is not Nemon, but afilu according to Rav Huna, if the Isha says, I saw, the husband says he gave over L'Shem Pekod, not the husband. She says, I was standing there. I saw you gave over L'Shem Shliach L'Hiloch. That's what she says. You made him a Shliach L'Hiloch, I was standing there, and he gave it to me, and she has the get, and finished. And the husband says, well, if I gave it to her, if you're right, why didn't he give it to you? You were standing there, why didn't he give it to you? Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, if she's holding the get, afal according to Afune, she's Nemon. Why is she Nemon? Because she has a migul. If I'd be a liar, I could have said, you gave me, why do you have to be so honest? If I'm a liar, I could have said, you gave me the get, here's the get in my hand, I get hold of it. You gave me the get. Don't tell me any Baba Maisus. And if she's holding the get, and she says the husband gave her the get, she's geget. So Memele, so she is, so Rav Huna, so the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Afilu, according to Rav Huna, that holds that there's a hoichoche, he legerishin, the misa the legerishin yave, he should give it to her. And she's saying, you gave it legerishin, you didn't give it to me. She's fighting. She's disagreeing with his hostic teira. But if she has a migul, we'll believe. So, frektach toises, what's pshat? Narashi says, every sholish, according to Rav Chisda, has a migul. He has a migul, if you gave it to him, he can give it to her. So he has a migul. So what's the svar of Rav Huna? Rav Huna says, emisa. But if a migul can counteract the emisa, so the Gemara says later close Rav Huna. So if Rashi is right that there is a migul, so why is Rav Huna chilek on Rav Chisda? That's kasha number two. So that's like a good kasha, I mean, between you and me, taka kasha. Elo lechoshim migul. The ein biyad ashlich lemoyscher leisha. This whole migul, he wants to give it over to the isha. That means, who says he has a migul? Who says she'll be mad? She won't get tablota now. She hears, he's saying the l'shem pekodin. So the shliach says, I'm telling you, he gave l'shem gerish. She wasn't there. So memele, so he has a migul, he give it to her. She's an honest lady. So she won't take it. So Mamela, there's no Migul to begin with. There's no Migul. So Mamela, so that's how. So Taisvis is asking Akasha. Taisvis is asking Akasha a double kasha. If there's a migu, the way Rashi says, so why does Ravuna hold the shalish as a nemo? The Ravuna holds that a migu can counteract the misa. And really there's no migu because, after he said to give it to who said she would take it. So there's no. So the Rosh says the last two kashas, one fanfas the other. To fanfas Rashi. Taisvis in the third kasha saying it's not an A1 migu because maybe she won't take it. So it's a grade B migu. That's all good. It's a psychical migu. Grade B migu. Oh, that's the machloikis rafun and rafrizde. Can a grade B migu be soiser imisa? So there, rafun says, no, it's a shvacha migu and he's coming with a imisa. Doesn't work. Rafrizde said, a grade B migu is also genug. But that's what the Gemara said, but there's a great amigo. If she was standing there, and she saw that he was given L'Shem Geirish, and then she said, I was there, and I saw it, and I have amigo, I could have said, you gave it to me. No, that's a great amigo. A great amigo, and it's also made. L'Chaynir L'Forish, Tohemne, means something else. Not amigo. This we had mentioned before. Kivin Shemosla B'Yodei Aldas Kein Mosla. Moira D'Kipshatais has learned that since he put it in his hands, and there was a trust because he's giving it now in his hands, he knows that the shliach can dine whatever he wants to dine and it was hemne. Adaske mosolei shele geirishin imyemel legeirishin. That means I gave l'shem pekod, but there has to be some trust. If I give it to you, I have to trust you. So. I was mekabel on myself, Faltik, that if you'll say was given l'shem geirishin, so I'll be maskim l'shem geirishin. I mean, I have to trust you, so memela, I don't want to make any kulkulam. You'll say l'shem geirishin. I really gave l'shem pekodin, and we'll have all problems over here. So I transmit. That if you said l'shem geirishin, so I'm giving now l'shem geirishin. That's the Taish Hemne according to Rav Chisde. Ava Pishu B'Shaker. And Lefize Memninelei Fartik. So let me just mention two Gevaldike Ha'ores which they ask on Taishvus. Ha'ore number one, a Mirdike Kasha that the Rashba asks on Taisvis. Taisvis says that Hemne means that since I have to rely on you, I can't avoid it, so I said whatever you'll say, you'll say Gerishin, it'll be L'Shem Gerishin. So one Ha'ore, Rashba says, what do you mean, if he'll, what was the real story? The real story was I gave L'Shem Pekod. That was the real story. But Hemne, Taisa says, but I said, listen, if I gave over you L'Shem Pekod, I realized I have to rely on you. I don't want to make any problems. So if you'll say L'Shem Gerishin, I'm giving you L'Shem Gerishin. But the Rashba, you know, you need to aid them b'shas the Gerishin. Were there two aid them that witnessed this Gerishin? So whether yes or no. If there were two Eidim, so what did he say? He said L'Shem Pekodin. So he said L'Shem Pekodin, so then it's L'Shem Pekodin, but Shahemne. If there's no Eidim, so Fulu, he has the best intentions. I'm giving L'Shem Gershon, but without Eidim, it's no good. So Mudiki Kasha. Let's remain with the Kasha. This will say one more Kasha. Rabbi Kivege is a Kasha. And L'chayre, this whole dreidel, the way Taisus is putting it down, is totally in Breire. If you yes, Breire, in Breire. That means he gave L'Shem Pekodin. But if later the shliach will be a liar, and he's going to say, I gave L'Shem Gerishin, so I'm giving now L'Shem Gerishin. So what are you giving now? It depends what's going to be later. If later he says L'Shem Pekodin, so I'm not giving L'Shem Pekodin. If later I'll say L'Shem Gerishin, so then I'll give now L'Shem Gerishin. So the Maise of what I'm doing now is dependent on what will become this bara later. This is totally the machlekes of yesh breir and ein breir. Let's just finish the taisvis. Lefizem emnina leile sholish afilu bedvorim asuyim lahashul haskir heichad lo yoma b'teire sheilo elo imer b'pekodnim yobin en ele. So that means if a sholish received something. So usually the tvisa of dvorim asuyim lahashul haskir, there's no eichoche that it was bought, was purchased because maybe it was lent. It's dvorim asuyim lahashul haskir. We find a pocket pen, and then it could be he borrowed it from it. But in such a case that he gave him a pocket pen. He gave the Sholish a pocket pen. And the Bailam says, I gave it to you, I didn't lend it to you, I gave it to you for a pikkud. And the Sholish says, no, you gave it to me, I should be zeicher for ruling this pen. That's what you said. So according to Rav Chisda's Hemnei, so even though of the etzim pen, there's no eichach of a mistfisa that it's his, because it's Vorm Asim Lashel Haskel, but he'll be Neman Alt Sholish. He asks me, others ask him, the Kekasha and Taisves, he asks Kekasha, that here there's no Hemne, here I'm not scared of you. That means, I'm gonna come to you in 10 days, he says, give me back the pen. You say, what? You gave us Shvizecha for Berl. So then I could tell him, I lent it to you. So give it. Why does he say Pekod? When he's going to be a liar, if he'll say I lent it to you, so then he has none of the manas. Have a morikame, he has none of the manas whatsoever. So here you don't have any hemne. Others ask this kasha on basis.